Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The root, the root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne on the root's on fire. If you thought I was going to open the show talking about President Trump officially announcing for President of the United States, you're wrong. I will get to it in a couple of minutes. Of course, the big issue for me. As a matter of fact, I'm already planning out my Real America's Voice TV show for this weekend, and it'll be all about President Trump. My commentary will be about President Trump, and my guest will be about President Trump. And my top 10 countdown this week will be the top 10 ways that Trump made America great again as president, how he'll do it again. So the entire one-hour show will be devoted to President Trump, and I will certainly talk about it during this show as well. But there's a few other items I want to get to first. First of all, get ready for the most expensive Thanksgiving in history. If you know anybody who voted Democrat, tell them to go F themselves. You know, seriously. Because they are the dumbest people in the entire world. Tell them that it's the fault of Joe Biden and the Democrats, and they voted for the most expensive Thanksgiving in history, whether you're talking about food, whether you're talking about gas, whether you're talking about anything. How can anybody be dumb enough to vote for Joe Biden? So first of all, thank them for that wonderful thing. Second of all, remind them that they voted for Joe Biden and the Democrat Party that's run by Joe Biden. And Joe Biden has now been caught taking a list of commands from his handlers that sound like my dog, Bubba. During the G20 summit, Biden's handlers treated him like a puppy because he wanders around and gets lost. And he had a card in his hand. They accidentally caught again what the card says. Here were the commands on the card held by Joe Biden. This is not a Saturday Night Live skit. This is not Babylon B. This is real. It says, you will take a photo. You will sit. It's just like Bubba. You will deliver opening remarks. Holy crap. That's what was on his card. And the you is spelt Y-O-U, all caps. You, capitalized, will take a photo. You, capitalized, will sit. You will deliver opening remarks. I couldn't have said it better to Bubba myself. Bubba, sit. Bubba, go get the ball. Oh, my God. Joe Biden is like a dog, a puppy. And then the other big news story before I get to Trump is that what have we been hearing? The great replacement theory. I talk about it all the time, right? That Democrats want to replace all the people of America. And I never say white people. White people, black people, and Hispanic people who are legally in America, citizens, they want to replace them with illegal aliens. And what did Democrats say? Oh, that's not true. Oh, that's ridiculous. Oh, that's insane. That's a conspiracy theory. And so what do we have Chuck Schumer saying today? Today, Schumer called for a blanket amnesty for every illegal alien living in the United States. And the reason why he thinks we have to make them citizens is because he says, quote, we have a population that is not reproducing on its own. And there's a terrible work shortage, and so we need all the illegal aliens to become American citizens. Can you believe this pile of horse crap? Can you believe this pile of horse you know what? it's impossible to believe they really believe in the Great Reset and the Great Replacement Theory. It's not conspiracy theory. It's not Wayne Root opinion. It is fact. They want to replace us with, I've always said, we're a nation of 330 million. How do you know in a few years we won't be 660 million or 990 million? They want to let the entire world in because no Republican will ever win again. And then as far as Trump last night, look, I personally did not think it was the right time to announce, and I was really tuning in trepidation and thinking this was a big mistake. And by the way, he wasn't even perfect last night. I mean, I'm just the perfect critic, because if I love you, I'll still criticize you. I criticize myself. I listen to most of my shows over again, and I try and find things I could do better, or I find things like, I wish I hadn't said that. And so I'm a great critic of even my favorite guy, Donald Trump. I thought he was low energy last night. I really was surprised at how low his energy was. It was like he was on a Valium. They were having him take Valium to calm down. I don't know. I like the old Trump, who was high energy and, you know, off the cuff and huge personality. He was much more presidential last night. I don't like that. I find it kind of boring. But nonetheless, the words, the content of what he said was fantastic and a breath of fresh air. And I hope to God he's the next president of the United States. And I could tell you again, I like Ron DeSantis. How many times on this show have I said wonderful things about Ron DeSantis? I don't think I've ever criticized Ron DeSantis. I think he's the greatest governor in America today, and one of the, if not the greatest governor ever. How can you be more praiseful of a guy, right? I praise him day and night. Ron DeSantis is great. He's great for Florida. He's great what he did with voter fraud. Everything he's done has been fabulous. Great what he did with masks. Great what he did with vaccines. Great what he did with lockdowns, meaning he didn't do any of that. He told the government and Dr. Fauci to go shove it up there, you know what. So I think that's great. But in the end, it's got to be Trump for president, not Ron DeSantis. Has everybody forgotten that Trump got the most votes in history? Has everyone forgotten the most Republican votes in history? Has everyone forgotten the most votes for any president, sitting president in history? And the biggest increase in votes in history? Has everybody forgotten that in 2016 he brought in a Republican president and a huge upset over Hillary, as well as a Republican House and a Republican Senate and Republican legislatures all over the United States and Republican governors all over the United States? And only in 2020, when they stole it from him with rigged elections, did Trump finally get defeated. He's the best thing that ever happened to the Republican Party. So even if he was a little slow and boring last night, even if he was on Ritalin, Valium, even if he was on Valium, and he was a little bit slower than I would like and a little bit lower energy than I would like, the content of what he said was a 10. Was fabulous. And Ron DeSantis has never proven he could do any of the things Trump did. You know what I saw today? I saw an article from 2018, and I even had forgotten this, that Donald Trump offered to Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, that he would allow all the Dreamers, Trump would allow all the Dreamers to permanently stay in the United States, that he would give in and let all the Dreamers stay, which is about 2 million, if Schumer would give him $25 million to finish the wall and stop all visa lottery and stop all family illegal immigrant lottery. Basically, once you get in, you can bring your whole family in with you. I mean, like, not your mother and father. I mean, like, 50 aunts and uncles and 76 cousins. So every illegal brings in 100 illegals with them. And then there's the visa lottery, which brings in all these random people. Some of them are murderers and don't deserve to be in the United States. And we've got to end those two, and we've got to get the wall. So Trump tried to get all of those wonderful things in return for giving up on Dreamers, letting 2 million Dreamers in, and Schumer said no, he wouldn't do it, because they know they want millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and tens of millions and hundreds of millions of new people, new foreigners, new illegal alien foreigners, new criminals into this country, so they'll all vote Democrat forevermore and destroy the country. Trump tried to do some of the greatest things ever, and he wasn't allowed to do them. And he still produced the greatest stock market, the greatest real estate market, the greatest jobs market, the greatest economy, greatest president ever for Israel, fantastic, secured the border, fantastic, fantastic for our energy bills, fantastic for interest rates, fantastic for inflation. Trump was the greatest president, fantastic for middle-class people, fantastic for tax cuts, fantastic for growth of middle-class income. Have you forgotten all this? And then you realize that since the election, It's the most incredible conspiracy I've ever seen. Every single news outlet, and I'm talking liberal mainstream media, and I'm talking all the conservative outlets owned by Rupert Murdoch, Fox News, Wall Street Journal, New York Post, everyone is in conspiracy to try and destroy Trump and say nobody wants Trump and put out polls and say nobody wants Trump and say no more donors want to give to Trump. And it's all lies. And I see today House Democrats are attempting to block President Trump from ever running for president again by invoking a constitutional amendment. And you know that Attorney General Merrick Garland's going to arrest Trump, indict Trump and arrest him and perp walk him out in leg irons and put him in a prison cell. You just know that's coming. So let me ask you something. Why are they, if Trump was that bad of a candidate and you were a Democrat, you'd want him to run, wouldn't you? You'd love him to run. So why are they all against him running? Because he must be good for America, and he must be good for the Republican Party, and he must be good for destroying Democrats. Otherwise, if he's as bad as they make him out to be, they'd want him to run. They wouldn't be trying that hard to stop him. So, I just find it amazing how many people are now lined up, arrayed to stop President Trump, and they're all trying to get you to forget that he was the greatest Republican president of our lifetime, better than even Reagan. They want you to forget that. Wayne Root will keep reminding you of that. Trump is still the number one candidate. He's still the leader. He'll still, in my opinion, pulverize DeSantis. And DeSantis is a great man. He would make a good vice president on Trump's ticket, or he'd make a great president in 2028. But right now, I'm all Trump all the time. And the reason is because the deep state hates him, and the D.C. swamp hates him, and the Republican establishment hates him, and McConnell hates him, McCarthy hates him, and McDaniels hates him. And all the Democrats hate him, and the FBI hates him, and the DOJ hates him. Everyone hates Trump. And you know what? That means we got to love him. He's the right guy. That's the reason they all hate him. Otherwise, they'd let him run and let him lose, right? When I get back, Mike Huckabee's latest article, praising Wayne Al Root. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Al Root for Nevada Corporate Headquarters. If you're a business owner, real estate investor, or someone who has assets to protect, then I have an exciting free offer for you. Did you know that not all states are created equal? Some states have laws that make it easy to sue and take away your personal assets. But there is one state that protects you from lawsuits and government overreach while providing you financial anonymity, Nevada. Nevada is where I live and choose to do business. Nevada is a tax-free safe place to park your money. It's offshore asset protection right here in the USA. No matter where you live, a Nevada LLC can work for you. Today, my friends at Nevada Corporate Headquarters are giving away free copies of their book, The Nevada Edge. This book is packed with information and strategies to protect your assets and keep you safe from lawsuits. Visit NevadaWar.com for your free book. That's NevadaWar.com. Nevada Corporate Headquarters has helped tens of thousands of Americans and can help you too. Go to NevadaWar.com. NevadaWar.com.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On the Roots, I want to read you the sponsor of our show. I want to read you what they have to say, Goldgate Capital. But as soon as I'm done with that, I want to read you what Mike Huckabee has to say, the former governor of Arkansas and the former Republican presidential candidate and the former TV star on Fox News and many other places. So very cool guy. And he wrote a whole column, which is basically all about Wayne Root and my opinion on stolen election. I'm very honored. So Goldgate Capital is the sponsor. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then you might want to listen up. You can buy physical gold and silver through Goldgate Capital with your IRA, your SEP IRA, your 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And if you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they'll give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. So be among the first 100 callers today at 855-770-GOLD, toll-free 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. With the way the world is going and all the horrible things that I foresee coming, and I really do foresee terrible things coming, you really need to buy gold and silver. Call Goldgate Capital, 855-770-GOLD, the official gold and silver dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. All right, so here's Mike Huckabee's article. It's the government's own fault if Americans doubt elections. So I want to get to the part. Most of the article is about me, but I just want to skim through it and find the part that is most interesting. So this brings us to the focus for today, the loss of trust. This is Mike Huckabee talking. the loss of trust in the outcomes of our elections. Leftists maintain that saving democracy and maintaining faith in elections means prohibiting anyone from questioning or challenging them in any way. Right. We'll have more trust in elections by making them less transparent. That is so off the mark that one has to wonder if their attitude stems not from the desire to protect democracy, but from the need to hide their cheating. We could do postmortems and try to come up with explanations that don't involve fraud, but that involve a good bit of reaching. A good bit of reaching, and I agree. People are reaching when they say Republicans didn't run a good campaign. The explanations that are given to us just don't make sense, given everything we see. And that's just what Wayne Allyn Root says in a new column called You've Been Gaslighted. It's clear Democrats just stole another election. Word to Google. This is Mike Huckabee. Word to Google, or anyone else who wants to flag this as misinformation. By doing the Democrat Party's bidding, you might think you're saving democracy or preserving trust in our elections, but you're doing just the opposite. You need to quit with the so-called content moderation and just let everybody talk about this. That's because much of what we're seeing really does not make sense, just as it didn't in 2020. All you're doing, Google, is taking a side, and the side you've taken is likely the real source of the misinformation. Anyway, I'll quote an excerpt from this one paragraph from Wayne Allyn Root, which touches on the many issues we've talked about here. This is what Wayne Allyn Root says. You know, that guy, me. Think of all the times in just the past few years you've been gaslighted. They lied to you about open borders. They lied to you about Hillary's 30,000 deleted emails. They lied about spying on Trump. They lied about Russian collusion. They lied about a perfectly fine Ukrainian phone call. They lied about massive Biden corruption in Ukraine and China. They lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. They lied about the origins of COVID. They lied about the need for lockdowns and masks. They lied about the need for COVID vaccines. They lied about the vaccines being safe and effective. It goes on. Congratulations, government. This is Huckabee now talking. That was my quote. Now Huckabee. It goes on. Congratulations, government. You've lied so much, you're the reason we have so little confidence in what you say about the election. Why shouldn't that be a lie, too? Why would we trust you? And then Huckabee goes on to say, Root goes on to point out the huge disconnect between how people say they feel about the issues and the way they apparently voted. Because of all the government's lies, it's up to them to convince us that the results reflect the truth, the will of the voters. Just telling us to shut up and believe doesn't wash. Pardon the cynicism, but millions of us feel just like Wayne Allyn Root when he says this. And then it quotes me, while also facing the worst economy in modern history and the worst inflation in history and out-of-control crime and open borders and failing schools and polls showing 75% of Americans believe the country is going in the wrong direction, yet Biden beat all of that? If you believe Democrats made a miracle happen without cheating, rigging, and stealing, I have a bridge to sell you over the Atlantic Ocean and the Vegas Desert. Root's piece is a must-read. No matter how it's labeled, it's not misinformation. It's one knowledgeable person's opinion, an opinion that millions of Americans share and have good reason to believe. The government, colluding with big tech, is working to silence this point of view. If our own commentary gets flagged, it'll just prove my point. Root goes on to show that, to his mind, the proof of a rigged election in a number of states simply comes down to looking at Florida. Florida doesn't allow cheating, and Republicans won in Florida.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. two mass shootings in the span of 4 days has President Joe Biden renewing calls for an assault weapons ban while visiting a firehouse in Nantucket, Massachusetts, Thanksgiving morning. The president criticizes the sale of assault weapons in the United States.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for it except profit through gun manufacturing.
TSA says 7 million passengers have gone through security at the nation's airports since Monday. They say that more than 2.4 million people went through security Wednesday as they made their way to their Thanksgiving destination. Thanks for listening and happy Thanksgiving. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
good news and the bad news. The good news is every single media is now saying the House goes to the Republican Party. We control the House. The bad news is they voted Kevin McCarthy in as the House Speaker, and they voted Mitch McConnell, both of them in the dead of the night in secret ballots. Mitch McConnell now the leader of the Senate, or at least the minority leader of the Senate. Kevin McCarthy, the majority leader of the House, which is known as the House Speaker. So we voted in, as much as we all worked so hard day and night to win an election that was rigged in six key battleground states, the same as 2020, and cost us untold number of Senate seats and House seats, and also some seats all over the United States were rigged and stolen from us, especially in blue states. But as much as all that terrible stuff happened, now we win the House and we get the guys we don't want, Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, who never should have been reelected. I mean, who elects the people that are in charge of terrible losses? Forget. They still ran awful campaigns. They made all the wrong decisions. They had all the wrong priorities. And then once they lost, they couldn't even admit the election was rigged because they're in on the rig. And they got elected to the leadership position, McCarthy and McConnell, the two McLosers. And soon you'll hear that Rhoda McDaniel's reelected as the RNC chair, another McLoser. Unbelievable. Really is. Unbelievable. Global Healing is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I am Mr. Vitamin, and vitamins have been the foundation of my success for so many years. I mean, let's do the math. I never did the math before, actually. I am 61 years old, and I've been taking vitamins since I'm 16 years old. So that's 45 years I've been relying on vitamins to create my energy, my vitality, and my perfect health. And I'd like to point out, you could not do first of all, you couldn't work 16 hours a day like I do without perfect health. And second of all, you couldn't travel and give speeches like I do without perfect health and business trips. And third of all, you couldn't make your business work without perfect health. And lastly, you certainly could not be a successful radio and TV host without perfect health, because every time you're sick, you couldn't be on the air. And I have not missed one day due to illness, I don't believe, in the history of my 7 years on the radio or TV. I missed a few days for a vacation here or there, a few days for a speech, a few days for a business meeting. I mean, just a handful in 7 years. But I've never missed one day due to illness, ever. And that's when I had COVID, too. I had COVID, and I did my national radio show every single day with no problem. So I don't let anything get me down, and I credit my vitamins with my health. So Global Healing, very excited to bring them aboard as a sponsor. Global Healing was founded all the way back in 1998 by Dr. Group. He was one of President Trump's health advisors during Trump's first term. Impressive. Global Healing has all the crucial vitamins you need for boosting your immune system, including vitamin C and D3 and zinc and quercetin and liquid versions of them as well, in case you don't like taking pills. All of them made in the USA. But the number one best-selling product is one of a kind. It's called Oxy Powder, and it's all about cleansing your gut with the power of oxygen. To cleanse your gut of toxins. Cleanse your gut, change your life. Cleanse your gut, change your life. Right now, if you go to their website, globalhealing.com/war, and you got to do /war, because that's the only way you get this very special offer, globalhealing.com/war, you get a 15% discount on everything you buy, including every vitamin in the store, including Oxy Powder. And you also get Dr. Group's Emergency Immune Strengthening Guide free, plus a 100% one-year money-back guarantee. So any product you buy, you can go back up to a year later and get 100% of your money back without even, you don't even have to say why. No one's going to ask you why. It's a pretty amazing offer. They believe in their products. Globalhealing.com/war. Globalhealing.com/war. All right, my guest is here, Dr. Aaron Cariotti, Dr. Aaron Cariotti, a California-based psychiatric physician. He was fired from UC Irvine for refusing the COVID vaccine. He's the father of five, and he's got a new book out called The New Abnormal, The Rise of the Biomedical Security State. Dr. Aaron Cariotti, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Thanks, Wayne. It's good to be with you.
Am I pronouncing your last name right, I hope, please?
You nailed it. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you nailed it. I like to say, think of karaoke, and you'll be pretty close. So.
There you go. Cariotti. Got it. Karaoke, Cariotti. Do you ever sing karaoke? It'd be funny. Cariotti singing karaoke. I like it. Say that five times fast. So you are a psychiatric physician. Do you ever watch Chicago Med? I watch Chicago Med once in a while. And they've got the psychiatric doctor who's in probably half the scenes. And he's always in the operating room, and he's always judging whether people are nuts or not, whether they're faking their illness or whether it's psych. Is that what you do? Is that kind of your role?
Well, I did that a lot when I was at the University of California. I was on the consulting service that went into the ICU and, you know, the various other places in the hospital. I did outpatient and inpatient psychiatry as well. And my other role there, which I think is probably more relevant for our conversation, is I directed the medical ethics program at the university. So, you know, I filed a lawsuit in federal court challenging the university's vaccine mandate on behalf of people like me who had already been infected and had natural immunity. And so when they fired me, there was this sort of irony that, you know, university fires the director of their ethics program for challenging the ethics of one of their policies. So that's what happened, as happened to many people unjustly, I think, during the pandemic when we had public health policies that didn't actually advance public health, but did a lot to ruin people's lives.
And what happened with your lawsuit? Did it go nowhere? Did the judge throw it out?
No, that suit actually is still in federal court in the Ninth Circuit. We just had a judge assigned, and he's going to make a ruling on our appeal, you know, hopefully fairly soon. So the case is not over yet. And in fact, you know, a couple months ago, the CDC finally caught up with the science and endorsed my central position in that lawsuit, which is that we shouldn't discriminate between vaccinated and unvaccinated for two reasons. One, the vaccines don't stop infection and transmission, which we knew a year ago when I filed the suit. And two, natural immunity is robust and durable. It's actually superior to the immunity conferred by a vaccine. And somewhere between 80 and 90% of Americans have natural immunity now, have had COVID, in spite of all our efforts to prevent that. And so that's essentially the central argument in my case. And now that the CDC has endorsed it, I think it's, you know, not looking good for the university in terms of having a rational basis for their policy.
Well, I certainly hope not. I certainly am on your side, and I hope they have to give you a gazillion dollars, you know, because I think what they did to you is horrible. You know what's funny, and this was not part of our interview, but I'll just, you know, you and I are two guys talking. That's what I do with all my guests. And so, you know, for 30-something plus years, we've had a VAERS report, right? The Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And never once did I hear any doctor or scientist say that it doesn't work. It's BS. It's a lie. It's fraud.
Yeah.
Everybody assumed it was the gold standard for figuring out if the vaccine works or there's a problem. And now the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, shows tens of thousands of dead Americans, hundreds of thousands of injured Americans, all from the vaccine, not from COVID. And now they go, oh, well, that doesn't matter. That's just people reporting stuff. That doesn't mean it's true. Nobody's ever said that in history. Even if you took 90% of them and threw them out, the 10% would be, instead of like 40,000 dead, it's 4,000 dead. What vaccine, Aaron, have we ever kept in history going without suspending the program and seeing what's going wrong if 4,000 Americans are dead? Forget if it's 40.
Yes.
Let's assume 90% are BS, which it's not true, but let's assume it. 4,000 dead. You have to stop the program, don't you?
No, it's really insane, the lack of ongoing surveillance on safety and the, you know, denigration of this system that was set up to flag safety signals. And it's true, those signals require further investigation to verify. But the only one that they've done further investigation on is myocarditis, and that was verified as a side effect of the vaccine. Worse for younger men who are at lower risk of bad outcomes from COVID. But there are many, many other safety signals in VAERS that require follow-up, and our public health authorities refuse to do that. So denigrating the system that was set up precisely to do what it's doing makes absolutely no sense. If the system is really as useless as they say, well, give us a better system, right? And the FDA, or the CDC, rather, does have another vaccine adverse event reporting system that only they have access to, and they're refusing to make that data public.
Of course,
data link. Most people don't know about it, but it's actually a better monitoring system. But we don't have access to it now, and they refuse to release that data. So my lawyer, Aaron Siri, is actually filing a case against them to try to get them a FOIA request, to try to get that data to the American public.
Well, Aaron, you know when everyone, the light bulb should have gone off for everyone. I don't know, you know, I don't think I'm smarter than everyone, but I've got a good, you know, I'm a street kid from New York, you know, I'm a Jewish kid that grew up in an old mafia neighborhood, and I've got great street sense, and I know when someone's out to screw me, and I know when someone's out to kill me, and I know when things are going bad, and I sniff it out. And so I was at the beginning, I never said it was dangerous or deadly in the beginning, I just said don't take it, you know, don't take the vaccine until you see what the results are for a while, you know? That was my first thing. But then when I heard that the trial results, they wanted them kept private, you know, sealed for 75 years till we're all dead. I said, nobody wants to seal something for 75 years unless they're hiding something horrible. It's just common sense, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, I was the doctor that coordinated the doctors and scientists who filed that FOIA request to get the Pfizer data. And two things happened. The first you just mentioned is that they said, we'll give you 500 pages a month. They couldn't say no because under federal law, the day it was authorized, federal law requires that that information be made available to the public. So all we were asking is that the FDA do what it was required to do under federal law. There's no disputing. But they said, we'll give you 500 pages a month, which, as you said, if you do the math, would have taken 75 years to get the data that the FDA reviewed in only 108 days.
Hey, Aaron, hold on one sec. Do me a favor. Aaron, just hold on one sec. We'll go to a quick break. We're up against the break. I got no choice. But stay on the phone, and when we get back, I want to continue our interview, okay? You good?
Yep.
Perfect, perfect. Dr. Aaron Cariotti, California-based psychiatric physician, fired from his job at UC Irvine for refusing to take the COVID vaccine. Wade Allyn Root, we'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, the smartest minds of the financial world are buying precious metals with both fists. Central bankers invest and manage hundreds of billions of dollars for the treasuries of countries. And central bankers just added gold to their holdings for the fifth month in a row. So far this year, central banks have added over 300 tons of gold to their holdings. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. You can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 callers today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. It's Wayne Allyn Root for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Isn't it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save $90 on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Dear Tax Services. By the way, the GOP now has the House. We got the House. We got a shaky House, but we got the House. We got it by a couple of seats. We got it by a crappy couple of seats, and we got a crappy leader named Kevin McCarthy, but we got the House. It's a rotting House. The base is rotting. We're falling apart. The windows are breaking from within, but we got the House. At least we got a House. Hey, it's better not having a house. It's better than being homeless. We were homeless till now. Now we got a house. A crappy house. Engineer Tax Services is the sponsor of this show. And they're a fabulous company if you own a business. Now, it could be a small business. It could be a large business. It could be a mid-sized business. It could be a medium-sized business. It could be a mom-and-pop business. It could be a retail store. But whatever it is, you want to pay lower taxes, right? You don't want to pay more than you're supposed to legally pay. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, otherwise known as ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain advanced lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America for decades, the leading tax expert for decades. Their attorneys and accountants and engineers and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they've saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars by working directly with your accountant and finding you these great tax credits. Call Engineered Tax Services today. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get a free no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-toll-free, 800-236-6519, or visit engineeredtaxservices.com. All right, back with my guest, Dr. Aaron Cariotti, California-based psychiatric physician, fired from USC Irvine for refusing the COVID vaccine, a father of five, author of the new book, The New Abnormal, The Rise of the Biomedical Security State. Tell me about your new book. What's it all about, Dr. Aaron Cariotti?
Yeah, so the book, The New Abnormal, is an attempt, first of all, to understand what happened to us over the last 3 years during COVID. And what I call the biomedical security state is sort of the melding together of three different things. The first is an increasingly militarized public health apparatus that has become increasingly authoritarian. That has developed over the last 20 years, but really manifested during the pandemic. The second element of the biomedical security state is digital technologies of surveillance and control, like smartphones, which has only been around since 2007 with the invention of the iPhone. But the use of those to extract data, oftentimes without people being aware, and use that to manage populations. So you can think about the QR codes that were used in many regions, the quote-unquote vaccine passport system, where you had to display something indicating that you had done what you were told to do. Otherwise, you couldn't sort of live and work and move around and gather in public spaces. And all these, the increasingly militarized system of public health, digital technologies of surveillance and control are backed up by the police powers of the state during a declared emergency. And what I discovered when I was writing this book is basically, even though a lot of these policies like vaccine mandates and vaccine passports, lockdowns have been rolled back in most regions, the whole infrastructure that made that possible is still in place, and it's not going away. And this kind of new model of governance that we've developed really requires jumping from one declared emergency to the next. And so you see, basically, you know, in order to maintain power, so you see other issues like climate change being redefined from an environmental or an ecological issue to a public health issue. If you look closely at the headlines, that's what's happened over the last few years. And you have people now calling for, you know, a declaration that climate change is a public health crisis for which we need things like rolling lockdowns and, you know, greater controls on people's consumption or their carbon footprints or whatever. So the book, the new abnormal book, is in part about the pandemic, but it's mostly about the future. Where is this going next? And how is this kind of biosecurity model of controlling populations going to be deployed in the future in ways that, first of all, are going to harm us, including harming our health, but also, you know, give elected and unelected bureaucrats increasing control over very minute aspects of our daily life.
Yes, his book is called The New Abnormal, The Rise of the Biomedical Security State. His name is Dr. Aaron Cariotti, and he was a California-based psychiatric physician who was fired from UC Irvine for refusing the COVID vaccine. In the little time we have left, I want to mention a couple things that just, you know, in the last few days, not even the last few days, I've seen it again and again over the last few months and the last few days, Dr. Cariotti. First of all, mortality rates up dramatically in the United States, up dramatically in Europe, up dramatically all over the world. And only since the advent of the COVID vaccine. Doesn't anybody make a connection between those two?
It's a very serious issue. We'll have to talk about it sometime.
Yeah, we're running out of time here, but I mean, cancer rates dramatically up, heart attacks dramatically up, strokes dramatically up, it's blood clots dramatically up. And I just saw today in Switzerland, they're actually allowing doctors to be prosecuted for giving the COVID vaccine that killed their patients. And in America, we don't even think of things like this. Switzerland's obviously a much more honest country than the United States, but how can you say, let's give the vaccine to little kids, when you're actually in another country, a very smart country, Switzerland, they're actually prosecuting doctors for killing their patients? I don't know. It's very strange what's happening in this country. Dr. Aaron Cariotti, we appreciate you. His new book's The New Abnormal. Check it out. Go grab a copy. Wayne Allyn, thank you, Dr. Aaron.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.